This is the Bat Pod.
Grab your bat microphone, it's time to start the show. Like a court of owls, the mystery is starting to grow. Let there be no debate, it's about to begin. Keen like Bruce Wayne, quick like Tim Drake, fierce like Damien. Grab your headphones, listen up, you know you love it, drop the facade. Like the Dark Knight Detective, they've got some perspective. They're a pure crime-fighting collective. It's the Bat Pod.
Welcome to the Bat Pod. My name is Bill Beer, and joining me tonight, Ronnie Barron.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Going. I'm ready to get gruesome. Deceased.
Deceased, yes. Tonight is our new Comic Book Day special. It's Deceased number 2. And before we get into that second issue, what was your thoughts about the series coming into it?
Coming into it, I was extremely excited for it because I like Tom Taylor, and I've said this plenty of times on the other show, Injustice has been one of the most consistent great books DC's put out in the last 4 years, I think. And it could just be that it's like an Elseworlds type story, but it was fantastic.
Yeah, that it has. It's been very good. I wasn't sure. Everything I saw and heard about this kind of got me excited, but you know, zombies, zombies is kind of
played out.
Everybody does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marvel zombies, and you know, they did their zombies. And so I was just curious what you thought of this, because I was in some of the covers, you know, the horror movie related covers were actually pretty cool looking.
Yep, they were the homage.
The Nightmare on Elm Street, and
the
that was
one.
Cool. Yep.
Yeah. And so the first issue I really enjoyed before we get into the second issue, but it kind of was a little cookie cutter phoning it in almost really. But I still enjoyed it. I just want to say that.
I mean, they kind of set things up for you.
Yeah. It all made sense in the comic world. It made sense, but, like, you know, it just seemed like it was automatic. But with that said, I was still excited for the series and where it was going to go.
The Bat Pod is a spoiler podcast. Please read the comics we're reviewing so you can enjoy the show.
We are a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network.
So it's Deceased number 2. Your writer is Tom Taylor. Your penciler, Trevor Harrison. Inker, Stefano Guandano. Colorist, Rain Berto. Saida, Tempofonte. Cover, Linnell Yu, Tamu Mori. Variant cover, Francisco Matina, Yasmin Putri. Editor, Ben Abernath. And in this issue, Cyborg, contaminated with the anti-life equation, has released it accidentally as a techno-organic virus to the internet, and has turned everybody who viewed it into the undead. Superman has started to gather those who've been unaffected. Meanwhile, a Green Lantern dies, and another one is born, and the issue ends in a horror like no other issue we've seen before. So, right off the bat, we see one of our heroes, Aquaman, on a boat, and it looks like he goes down pretty quickly.
Yeah. No, I was just, it kind of is weird because, like, how did everybody, like, if they're workers on the boat, right? Because this is like a fishing boat.
Something like that.
Like, does everybody have their phone? And, you know, and all of a sudden one person sees it, and then the rest, I mean, that's how it starts, I know.
Well, then, yeah, it did specify in this issue that you can get it that way from your phone or through blood contact. So
we just needed one person to look at the internet.
Yeah, basically.
Or GPS.
Yeah. Well, it did say in the first issue it was with, you know, it was tweeted, retweeted. It didn't say Twitter, but it was retweeted on social media.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so it's just the internet in general, basically, because I think Batman says that. This issue, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you look at the internet, you know, your smartphone, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
This definitely, and I didn't, I didn't look it up. I didn't hear about it or anything. But this definitely is not in continuity.
No. No, it can't be.
Yeah. 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 Because I don't think, I mean, some of these people aren't coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's in continuity. It's just a six-issue series.
Yeah. Which, you know, sometimes it's nice to have those sort of books that do that.
Yeah, right. Which, like Injustice, for example, you know, that's it's just in the game universe continuity.
And then, you know, they can have their own Earth, you know?
Yep.
So it can be revisited at some point if it's popular, people enjoy it or whatever. But well, at this point, he's got the Super Sons and Lois, and they're really trying to figure out who's infected and who's not, because Lois mentions that she calls her parents and they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And her father never trusted smartphones, so.
And Clark says he needs to get to Smallville, but he doesn't want to leave them.
At least in this book, you don't know if his parents are alive or dead or.
Right.
Or what.
Right.
Or his mother is alive or whatever.
Yeah. And Batman's been silent up until this point, so they don't know if he's dead or alive.
Nope, they don't know if he's dead or alive. We get a little Poison Ivy and Harley, and they have an interesting relationship.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been alluded to before.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's just Easter egg, I guess, for all the...
I mean, it doesn't spell it out, but yeah, it's kind of obvious.
Yeah. Just kind of like the John and Damian playful banter back and forth, or how different they are,
right?
Like from their own book and that type of stuff.
Yeah. So that storyline with, you know, Harley and Poison Ivy is going to be continuing, it looks like, because the Joker has been turned.
Yep. And we don't get to see the resolution of that, right?
No, we see one panel and he's pretty creepy looking.
Yeah. How can you make the Joker creepier than what he already looks like?
Seriously. Looks like he ate somebody.
It seems like everybody that's infected, I don't know if you've read this indie book or not, but there's a zombie infection book called Crossed, and when they're infected, they get like scar, like an X on their face.
Okay, no, I've not read that one.
So, which, if listeners and you, if you do read it, don't read it around kids. Because it's pretty graphic and sexually oriented. But, like, everybody here, that's how you can tell they have scars on their face.
This anti-life equation looks like it's going into their head, and they're kind of ripping at their head and faces. Yeah, so
right.
Their faces are pretty ripped up.
I do like Harley, though. She was like, what'd you call him? Mr. J?
Yeah.
And then at that last panel where you see that he's crazed and has basically turned... Which they said it wasn't zombies, basically. It was just something else because they're not.
They're anti-life, basically.
Yeah. Black Lanterns, right? Kind of.
Basically. That's what I got out of it.
But that panel, she was like, our life is over, which is pretty good because she doesn't know what's coming up. One of their lives is going to be over, yes. We won't find out until next issue which one it will be, though.
I have a feeling the Joker is going to be more than a one and done, you know? I think he might be around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting. I also liked when Green Lantern, how Jordan was turned, and his ring starts to communicate with him that Green Lantern Sector of 2814 lethal force is not sanctioned. And it repeated it a couple times.
Well, he actually got on his phone, though.
Yep, he did.
Because
he did.
Him, Ollie, and Dina were camping outside of Metropolis. But yes, that's pretty awesome.
But it was cool to see them have that relationship that they had at one point. See that in the book here.
Mm-hmm.
So, readers that have been reading it a while or are familiar with those storylines, it's like a Easter egg for them sort of thing.
Yeah. Before we jump onto that, I really enjoyed Ollie playing his longbow.
Oh, yes. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. At first, I thought it was like a ukulele or something like that, but
uh-huh.
It was just him playing his longbow. I had to do a double take at it.
And then he breaks out his boxing glove arrow.
Yeah. Which is a classic arrow.
Yes. Yeah, that it is. So, a Superman hears the screams from Dinah. And comes to check out, and she actually gets Hal Jordan's ring after she kills Hal Jordan.
Yep.
Zombie Hal Jordan.
Yep.
She's like, I don't want this thing. Said it picked me, but I don't want it. And Superman's like, there, yeah, we're gonna need you.
Yep.
We're gonna need all the help we can get.
Yep. Before he gets there though, and he takes Lois and Damian and John to the Daily Planet.
Yep.
It's almost obvious or tropey that he would use his X-ray vision to see inside the building, because they were just going to walk right in. And, I mean, if you got zombies all over, we're going to go to the mall and hide out because nobody's going to be in here.
But then we get to my favorite part of the book. He's got Batman in the Batcave.
Mm-hmm.
He's finally communicating with Superman and the others.
Uh-huh.
And he's been affected, because the last time he's been infected, the last time we saw him, he's, you know, trying to corral Dick and Tim, who've been infected, and he must have got scratched. Well, he did get bit, I believe.
Yeah, I believe so.
He got bit, so he explains, I'm in one of Mr. Freeze's cryo suits, and he's trying to delay the process of infection by keeping himself cold. So yeah, Mr. Freeze suit, which makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense, because if it's spreading through your blood, you know, if you're cold, then your blood travels slower. So
yeah, I didn't expect to see that. So I didn't know he would. I mean, you saw that he was bit. You didn't know
right
what the effects of that'd be. He does tell Damian, and Damian actually calls him Dad for what I think might be the first time, because he would always call him Father.
Right. Yeah.
So it was quite interesting.
Yeah. And then Ollie's in denial too, right? Because he's like,
oh, yeah.
No, you're Batman. You can think of something. This is
right.
Like,
yeah, you have thought of every way to get out of everything.
Yep.
You can get out of this.
And then we get to the last panel, right?
Yep, which I said is a horror. Just the last panel with Alfred.
Mm-hmm.
And Batman has turned, broken out of his suit, basically. And he says, I'm sorry, while he's shooting his shotgun at him.
Yeah, he says, I'm sorry, son. Which I thought was a gut punch too, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm sorry, son. So.
And then bang. That's it.
I mean, this isn't going to be, the story isn't going to go into directions you're going to be shocked about, I don't think.
Right. With only 6 issues in this series, we're going to have to jump on the highway and get there fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can't take the scenic route.
So, I think they'll probably come across more characters. They're going to come across how they're going to solve this particular problem, if there is a way to solve it. You know, Darkseid is gone and Apocalypse is destroyed. So,
But it also, like, if there's a deceased Volume 2, like having these characters off panel, like we might not even, in this 6 issues, we might not see Joker or Batman again, or what happened.
But
to
then
them.
Again, we don't know that Batman got shot.
Yeah, right.
Maybe he shot something to like keep him alive until they can find a cure or something.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, if we get Volume 2, then that's where that can go, and the character can come back reasonably instead of a comic book coming back part.
So yeah, it'll be interesting. Do you have anything else you want to add this particular book?
I know it's about quote-unquote zombies and superheroes and everything, but it's set in the superhero world where everything makes sense, really, if that jives. Because everything's realistic in a comic book world, right? Because, like, for example, in this issue, like, it was Hal and Ollie and Dina and Hal goes off into the tent because he feels like he's the third wheel. So what would you do? You'd play on your phone.
Right. Yeah.
And then that's how he gets infected. And so, like, everything, A, to get to B, to get to C, to get to D, actually makes sense instead of taking sizable jumps to get there.
Yeah. Off the panel story that doesn't really explain how they got to this point.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and like you said before we even started discussing, like, the homage horror movie posters.
Yep.
Like, love those.
Oh yeah, they're great. They're great. And being a big horror movie fan, especially liked,
yep,
you know, Nightmare on Elm Street and that sort of thing.
Yep. And they're great. Like the characters that they picked for them were great.
Oh yeah. To do them. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you have the Joker being Pennywise? And Robin, right, being the kid.
There wouldn't be, there wouldn't be anybody else, because.
Yeah.
Well, get ready and wrap it up here. We hope you enjoy this new Comic Book Day special. If you'd like to contact the Bat Pod, we are on Twitter. It's @bat_pod. We do have an email. It's batpodpodcast@gmail.com. We are on Facebook. If you use Facebook, send us a message. Let us know how we're doing, or you have any questions, any comments, feel free. So, anything else you'd like to add there, sir?
Nope, I'm good.
Until next time, same bat time, same bat channel. We will see you later.